Mountaineers and Mashonaland Eagles wrapped up big victories over Matabeleland Tuskers and Southern Rocks in Zimbabwe's Logan Cup. Tuskers collapsed from 89 for 4 to be all out for 116 in their second innings, thus losing by an innings and 40 runs to Mountaineers. Spinners Wellington Mazakasdan to Pierre Mufudza were again to the fore, sharing 5 of the wickets. Off spinner Mufudza ended with match figures of 6 for 80, while left arm spinner Mazakasdan took 8 for 89 on first class debut. Mark Vermorlin hit a century as Eagles eased their target of 222 to beat Rocks by 8 wickets in Mass Vingo. Resuming on 57 for 1, Keith Condo took his stand with Vermorlin at 98, while being bowled by Roy Kerr for 40. Skipper Tino Tender Moulton Bodsey then joined Vermorlin, and the pair took their side home to an unbroken third wicket partnership worth 101. Vermorlin ended on 102 off 147 balls, with Moulton Bodsey overlooked for selection for the ICC World 2020 on 57 off 63 deliveries. In India, Delhi kicked off the defence of their Vijay Hazare Trophy with a 38-run win over Jammu and Kashmir. Skipper Gautam Gambhir top scored with 58, added 99 for the first wicket with Unmuk Chand, so Delhi had been asked to bat. Both were dismissed by Parvez Rasool, while Wasim Raza struck thrice, taking them back to 160 for 5. However, Puneet Bish led a late charge with 39 off 27 balls, and they ended their 50 overs on 256 for 8. No Jammu and Kashmir batsmen then passed 50 in their run chase, as regular wickets fell throughout. Sumit Narval and Vikas Tokas each took a brace of wickets, while there were 2 run-outs, but Milind Kumar finished the match by dismissing the visitors for 218. Elsewhere in the North Zone, Haryana won a low-scoring game against Punjab by 7 runs. The match was reduced to 32 overs aside, and Punjab looked like being comfortably beaten at 94 for 8, following a 5-wicket haul from Joginder Sharma. However, Gurinder Singh and Manpreet Goni hit unbroken 52 in 5 overs for the 9th wicket, to take their side agonisingly close. Goni had earlier taken 4 for 39 with the ball, helped restrict Haryana to 153 for 8, as Avi Bharat top score with 55. Himachal Pradesh also staged an in-vain fight back, almost overhauled Services' total of 233 for 9. They found themselves 110 for 6, following 3 wickets from Abhishek Sakhuja. Sumit Verma and Bipul Sharma, though, added 65 for the 7th wicket to keep their side in the hunt. Unfortunately, it wasn't quite enough, and they were all out for 222, with Sharma undefeated with 44 and Verma dismissed for 60. Dewesh Pathanaya wrapped things up to join Sumit Singh and Abhishek Sinha with 2 wickets. Last year's beaten finalist Assam thrashed Tripura in the East Zone. Abu Nakeem took 4 for 23 after Arup Das had struck twice early on for Tripura had been asked to bat. The highlight of their innings was the 3rd wicket stand of 53 for Udayan Bose and Yogesh Takravalli as they lived to be all out for 166. Assam openers Rishabh Das and Parviz Assisi smacked 107, while rain stopped play shortly afterwards, with them well ahead of the BJD method par score to win by 80 runs. Bengal also triumphed by rain in the BJD method against Odisha. Only Paresh Patel reached double figures in the Odisha run chase, ending on 39 when play was halted at 95 for 6 with the par score 133. Veer Pratap Singh took 3 for 34 for Bengal, who had earlier made 202. They recovered from 44 for 4, thanks to 68 from Sudip Chatterjee and 42 from skipper Laxmi Shukla. Deepak Behar was the pick of the Odisha bowlers with 4 for 41. Karnataka hammered Andhra in the South Zone. Their captain Vinay Kumar ended with 3 for 9 from 6.5 overs, while Manish Pandey took 3 for 25 as Andhra was skittled for just 87 after being asked to bat. Only Shrikar Bharat and Dasarai Swarup Kumar reached double figures. Bobby Natapa then ensured that his side would have no problem in their run chase, hitting a fluid 54 as they won by 6 wickets with more than 26 overs to spare. Tamil Nadu also had an easy win over Goa by 7 wickets. M. Mohammed and Rahil Shah each took 3 wickets as Goa all out for 122, with number 10 hearted Hanumant Gadekar top scoring with 26. Murali Vijay then anchored the Tamil Nadu run chase, unbeaten 66, as they won with exactly 100 balls to spare. And Hyderabad made it 3 big wins in the South Zone by humbling Kerala for just 107. Rohan Prem hit 47, but there's little else of note, as Pragyan Oja took 4-15, Amol Shinde and Alfred Abdusalem each took twice. To Mulisseti Saman then ends on 61 off 103 balls. So Hyderabad eased home by 9 wickets, with 20 overs in hand. Baroda won a high-scoring West Zone match against Mumbai and Rajkot. They racked up 346-3 from their 50 overs, as Kedar Devdar smashed 148 off 137 balls. He added 152 with fellow opener Sahar Walkaskar, who made 63, and 106 with Aditya Wagmodi, who departed for 42. Yusuf Pathan then hit 4 sixes, and on 53 off 34 balls, the younger half of the Irfan unbeaten on 22 off 16. Irfan then helped complete the win by taking 3 for 45 late in the Mumbai run chase, as they finished on 302 for 9. Sushant Marathe got things off to a promising start with 77, while Abhishek Nayar ended on 65 off 55 balls. Gujarat racked up 315 for 7 to demolish Maharashtra, despite Akshar Patel top scoring with only 56, albeit off just 40 deliveries. Himalaya Bharat and Venugopal Rao both hit 49, while there were other useful cameos from the likes of Dev Ravel and Jessel Karia. Kedar Yadavthan hit 51 in the Maharashtra run chase, but 3 wickets apiece to Jasprit Bumrah, Rakesh Derv and Kamlesh Thakur saw them dismissed for 188. Umesh Yadav led the Derby to victory over Rajasthan in the central zone. He took 5 for 26, while Gaurav Upadhyaya chipped in with 3 for 31, as Rajasthan were all out for 181. Fayaz Fazal led an undefeated century, as Vidal won by 7 wickets in the 37th over. Uttar Pradesh beat Railways by 22 in a 20-over game in Jaipur. Ekalavya Dwivedi hit 57 not out of 56 balls, while Prashant Gupta topped the top with 40 off 34, as Uttar Pradesh made 136 for 4 after electing to bat. Anirudh Singh took 3 wickets. Ashish Yadav then gave Railways late hope in their run chase, with a 27-ball 42. However, their innings position of 49 for 5 proved unrecoverable, and they ended on 114 for 8. Leg spinners Amit Mishra and Piyush Chawla shared 5 of the wickets. In Bangladesh, Abdul Mazid made it back-to-back National Cricket League hundreds as Leeds Dhaka Division racked up 375 for 9 on day 1 of their 5th round match against Dhaka Metropolis. Mazid finally fells 1 of 3 wickets for Mohammad Azim, with skipper Mohammad Sharif and contributing 79 off 72 balls. Metropolis used 10 bowlers in all, but failed to bowl division out, despite winning the toss and inviting them to have first use of the Bogwood pitch. Second place Red Shire Division bowled out defending champions Kulna Division for 274. Kulna just slipped to 13 for 3 and 71 for 5, but half-century Mitran Ali, Nazimuddin and Nahdal Islam bolstered their total. Fahad Reza ended with 4 for 40, while Sanjamal Islam took 3 for 79. Sylhet Division lost both openers to close on 34 for 2, bowling out Barisal Division for 224. Salman Hussain was the only Barisal batter to pass 50, as Nabil Samad took 3 for 59, Alok Kapali, Abu Jayed and Shaka Ahmed each took twice. And Rangpur Division ground their way to 172 for 6 for the 90 overs that they faced from Chittagong Division. Skipper Sourabhi Shubha hit 54 for 129 balls, after Ahmadul Kabir and Tariq Ahmed contributed patient knocks of 33 and 36 respectively. Mohammed Yunus returned figures of 3 for 55 from 30 overs, while Yasin Arafat took 2 for 40 from 17. The Sri Lankan Premier League has been scrapped for this season for the second year in a row, the failure to attract commercial interest. A much shorter Super Fours tournament will now be held beside the country's entrant for the 2014 Champions League T20, which will be held again later this year. Kandarata Maroons are the defending champions of the Super Fours, or over next will the 2012 Sri Lankan Premier League. Former New Zealand batsman Lou Vincent has admitted to a failure to report an approach from a bookmaker whilst playing for Khulna Royal Bengals in the Bangladesh Premier League last year, the investigating tribunal has heard. Vincent, along with Mohammed Ashraful, an unnamed player, have all pleaded guilty and will be sentenced within 2 weeks. The news from the county circuit. Former Yorkshire and Leicestershire player and the world's most famous umpire, Dickie Bird, will succeed Geoffrey Boycott as president of Yorkshire County Cricket Club. Bird will serve a 1-year term, subject to approval at next month's AGM. And Leicestershire County Cricket Club had the covenant on their Grace Road home released by the City Council. The decision will allow the club to explore revenue streams away from cricket, so they struggle to stay afloat financially.